Hello and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story, this one entitled A Journey of Serenity, Backpacking in the Mountains. Sweet dreams. High in the rugged embrace of the mountains, where time moved at its own pace, and nature whispered its secrets to the hearts willing to listen, there lived a man named Samuel. Now, he was a man who yearned for solitude. He craved the tranquility that only the wilderness could provide. Samuel had always felt a deep connection with the mountains. And so, on a crisp morning in late spring, he embarked on a journey into the heart of the wilderness with his trusty backpack. The mountains stood tall and proud, their rocky peaks cloaked in mist, as Samuel started his trek. The air was crisp and invigorating, carrying the scent of pine and wild flowers. The sun was a golden orb, casting long shadows and painting the landscape with warm hues. Samuel took a deep breath and let the serene atmosphere envelop him, washing away the stress and worries of the world he had left behind. His backpack, worn and weathered from years of adventures, held all he needed to sustain himself on his journey. He had packed light, carrying only the essentials: a tent, a sleeping bag, a small camp stove, some dried fruits and nuts, and a water filter to purify water from the clear mountain streams. And in his heart, he carried an insatiable curiosity and an unquenchable thirst for the beauty of nature. As Samuel hiked deeper into the mountains, the trail meandered through dense forests of towering conifers. The birds sang their sweet melodies, and the forest floor was carpeted with a lush tapestry of mosses and ferns. Each step felt like a gentle caress from the earth beneath, as if it were welcoming him back to its embrace. Hours passed, and Samuel eventually found himself at the edge of a pristine alpine lake, its crystal clear waters sparkled in the sunlight, surrounded by meadows adorned with wild flowers in vibrant shades of blue, purple, and yellow. He set up his tent in a quiet grove of trees, close enough to the water to hear the gentle lapping of the waves against the shore. And with the tent secured, Samuel sat down by the lakeside, gazing out at the tranquil waters. He dipped his fingers into the lake, feeling the coolness of the water as it flowed over his skin. A sense of peace washed over him, and he realized that he had found the serenity he had been seeking. He spent his days exploring the surrounding mountains, hiking along ridges, and ascending peaks that offered breathtaking panoramic views of the rugged landscape. The mountains seemed to stretch on endlessly, their ridges and valleys an intricate puzzle of nature's design. Samuel marveled at the way the sunlight played upon the rocky surfaces, turning them into glistening works of art. And each evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Samuel returned to his campsite. He built a small campfire, its crackling flames providing both warmth and company. He cooked simple meals under the starlit sky, savoring the flavors of the wilderness. The silence of the mountains was broken only by the occasional hoot of an owl or the distant howl of a coyote. It was a symphony of nature's own composition, and Samuel relished every note. One day, while hiking along a high ridge, Samuel came across a hidden waterfall cascading down the mountainside. Its waters were a brilliant shade of turquoise, and the sound of their gentle descent was like a soothing lullaby. Samuel sat by the waterfall for hours, losing himself in the beauty and serenity. He felt a deep connection with the mountains and with the wilderness that surrounded him, as if he were a part of this ancient, untouched world. As the days turned into weeks, Samuel's connection with the mountains deepened. He learned to read the signs of nature, predicting the weather by the movement of the clouds and the behavior of the animals. He became attuned to the subtle changes in the landscape, noticing the first hints of autumn as the leaves on the trees began to change color. One evening, as he sat by his campfire, Samuel heard a soft rustling in the bushes nearby. He turned his head slowly and was met with the curious gaze of a fox. The fox had fiery red fur and bright, intelligent eyes. It approached cautiously, as if gauging Samuel's intentions. He offered it a piece of dried fruit, and the fox delicately accepted the gift before disappearing back into the woods. Days turned into months, and Samuel's journey in the mountains continued. He met no other humans during his time there, and he relished the solitude. He found solace in the simplicity of life in the wilderness, where the rhythm of his days was dictated by the rising and setting of the sun. One morning, as he woke to the soft light of dawn filtering through his tent, Samuel felt a profound sense of gratitude. He was grateful for the mountains that had embraced him, for the wildlife that had shared their world with him, and for the peace and serenity that had filled his soul. He knew that his journey had changed him in ways he could not fully articulate, but he also knew that it was time to return to the world beyond the mountains. With a heavy heart, Samuel packed up his camp and began his descent from the mountains. As he hiked down the familiar trails, he couldn't help but look back one last time at the towering peaks that had been his home for so long. The mountains stood tall, majestic, their ancient wisdom etched into their very being. As he reached the base of the mountains, Samuel paused to take a final deep breath of the crisp mountain air. He knew that he was leaving a piece of his heart behind in those rugged peaks. But he also knew he would carry the serenity of the mountains with him, always. And so, Samuel returned to the world he had left behind, forever changed by his journey into the mountains. He carried with him a newfound appreciation for the beauty and tranquility of the wilderness, and a deep understanding of the profound connection between humans and the natural world. He knew that no matter where life took him, the mountains would always be there, their serene embrace waiting to welcome him home.